What's up, America? I'm Chad the Bird, and this is my podcast. Hey, Chicago, I'm talking to you specifically. You're living under a climate crisis, amongst other things. The city council voted to officially declare that you are experiencing a climate emergency. This last year, you saw 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of your beaches. So, unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept it like Taya Leone at the end of Deep Impact, the time is now to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power right now, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Green E-certified renewable energy certificates and still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. That's right. I didn't stutter. You heard me. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. Takes 2 minutes. You can do it right now in self-isolation at myheropower.com. And if you think all this shit is just a little too weird, why don't you do a shot of Malort? If you're feeling absurd, getting advice from a bird, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, Hero Power, proud sponsors of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, are you feeling most deprived of righteous multi-instrumental scorching grooves and tasty jams? Have you not been getting enough rock in the lockdown? You need some new shit in your life? You better thank the gods of bop for Bethany Thomas, because her new album, BT She Her, is now available, and that's not all. The legends were true. Material Flats, the album Bethany Thomas wrote and recorded with the Tawny Newsom in the garage in the Mojave Desert, engineered by Tawny herself a million years ago, June 2020, will be available October 9th. But the first single, White Balloon, that's what's going on behind me, is available on Bandcamp and YouTube. And BT She Her from Bethany Thomas is still available, so click the link down below. And Material Flats comes out October 9th and is currently available for pre-sales, including a tiny batch of vinyl. So get in on that, because your days will be blessed with riffs and bangers in this most uncertain time. That's a Chad guarantee. BT She Her by Bethany Thomas and Material Flats by Bethany Thomas and Tawny Newsom. Put them both in your ears because it's good for you. How is that? Is that good? Hey, what's going on? It's weird. It's hard to ask that question because we know what's going on. You're in the lockdown if you're acting responsibly. If not, you're over at Applebee's just being a punk. Is Applebee's still open? Hey, they still have Applebee's? He's not listening. Yeah, just me talking to myself and probably my furniture here in the lockdown. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, my name is Chad and I'm a bird. There you go, now you're caught up. How good do you feel? Usually it would be I would do some stuff about the news, but because we're in lockdown and I can't really go and do stuff, I instead have been Zooming with my buds to make sure that they're okay. Hell, I'll Zoom with you to make sure you're okay. Just email me at thebirdchad@gmail.com. That's a real email address. You can do it. Oh, since we're hanging out here, go down and rate and review, because that's important, I guess. And it's important for me, and it's important for you, because you know you did something today to help out someone else. Anyway, I didn't have a guest this week because I've been just lying low and going through the vault of old stuff. This is from September of 2016, before the election, before the pandemic, in a time when we were all allowed to hang out together in closed spaces, and we could eat from the same chip bowl, and people would wander into bars and just pick up pretzel sticks sitting in a random glass without any care in the world. Anyway, so back in the day, we did these shows, right? And people would come and they would sit and they would listen. So I found a recording from one of those shows, the Green Mill Lounge, September 2016, where I was talking about North Korea, nuclear testing, volcanoes, and Batman. And I might have gotten a little drunk. Hey, we were doing it then, we're doing it now. So close your eyes and turn off the 2020 and step back with me, won't you? To a time before, a simpler time, a innocent time, a fresher time, wide-eyed and curious. To the Green Mill Lounge in Chicago, packed Saturday, 3 p.m., the smell of Malort on the air, as I talk to you about supervillains. Wait, where's the button that makes us go back in time? Oh, it says time right on the button. Oh, is it back in time? Is it like a rewind thing? Oh, no, I just have to skip. Oh, I just hit skip back. Okay, wait, hang on.
You like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. I can't promise you forever.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You know what's going on? Do you? Or do you just think you know what's going on? Because what's going on is way more going on than you think it is. But do you know what's going on? You're so busy with your Pokégobots and your Tweetgram and your Facebait, like that's gonna make a difference. But do you know what's going on? No, you don't. Because none of you is Batman. I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. You're not Batman! And today is Batman Day! That's today, you know that? And nobody knows why. Because the first Batman showed up in May. But whatever, DC says it's Batman Day. Look it up, you don't believe me. But that's not why we drink. We drink because there's a problem that you don't know about, do you? No. Why would you? You didn't know it was Batman Day. To be fair, nobody knew it was Batman Day, but that's my point. You're not Batman. If you were, you would know about North Korea. See, they don't like us, okay? And that's because back in the before times, the early 90s, when Batman was Michael Keaton and everything was fine. North Korean President Kim Jong Il-sung died from a heart attack right in the middle of a standoff with the US. That's us, man. Pay attention. Over nuclear weapons, because they were all, we wanted to make them, and the UN was all, nope. And anyway, he died, so his son, his precious child, Kim Jong-il, takes over and makes a deal with Bill Clinton in 1994 called the Agreed Framework to freeze their current nuclear program, which can make bombs, and replace it with light water reactor plants that make fuel, which is like diet nuclear power, and thus strengthening the relationship between us and North Korea, excuse me, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, as they prefer to be called, but fuck me if that's not an oxymoron, and yeah, I know what you're gonna say. Hey, don't they have three voting parties? And I'm all, yeah, but the Workers' Party is the superior majority by like a lot, but good on you for Googling something. Anyway, they signed the deal and it was all good, but then it was 1994, and that's when Val Kilmer took over as Batman, and things went downhill like a lot. Kim Jong-il instigated a policy called Sungun, or military first policy, which was sort of sketchy because he restricted travel and spent money on making the army bigger, and that's just shady no matter how you slice it. But anyway, then came the Sunshine Policy around 1998 when George Clooney was Batman for some stupid reason, whatever. If we all pretend it didn't happen, maybe it'll disappear from existence. But that didn't work with the Star Wars prequels, so why even try? Oh, sorry, anyway. North Korea was trying to make it all good with the West, that's us, because there was a huge flood, and the economy was going to crap.
And they were all, okay, let's talk no more nuclear weapons. Also help us because we're underwater. And the U.S. was all, oh, fine. But then George W. Bush gets elected in 2001 and rejected the policy, calling them a rogue state and laughing at them like one of them 4th of July dickholes that lights a watermelon filled with gasoline on fire. And then North Korea doubles down on their efforts to build up their nuclear weapons because Iraq happened, and they were all, yeah, fuck that. And they did all their thing while the U.S. did our thing for like 5 years. And then 2006, 1 year after Batman Begins gave us hope, North Korea announced that they were successfully testing nuclear weapons. Then, June 2009, 1 year after The Dark Knight came out and shit was super dark, two U.S. journalists accidentally crossed into North Korea, which you know was under tight secrecy, because remember, Kim Jong-il was playing poker with the U.S. because Bush poked the bear, and then the government was pissed, like gang war pissed, and sentenced them to hard labor, and now everything was crazy again. So Bill Clinton goes back, because he got this, super smooth, and he's all, hey guys, let's be cool here. Give us our people back, and it's all good. And Kim Jong-il's like, okay, but for real, stay out, because we're doing shit. You see the sign? It says, fuck off. And Obama figures it's a good idea to not do business with them for a while, and he called that the strategic patience. But for real, North Korea was not playing. Then, 2010, Republic of Korea's naval warship, the Cheonan, is sunk. Republic of Korea is South Korea, BT Dubs, keep up. And they're all, hey, North Korea, what'd you do? And North Korea was all, what, me? Nothing, whatever. And South Korea was all, we know it was you, goddammit. North Korea was all, nuh-uh, maybe it was the U.S., because you guys were playing war games, and maybe you fucked up, which we totally were, by the way. But come on, North Korea is basically Eric Cartman at this point. And so now, shit is tense. So then, North Korea shells South Korea at the Yeonpyeong Island in another one of their war games, and North Korea was all, hey, you shot at us. And North Korea was like, we were just playing, man. And you got to figure, hey, maybe move the game to a different court. Like, not next to the kid with nuclear bombs. But anywho, a year later, Kim Jong-il dies. And then his son, Kim Jong-un, takes over. And that kid is nuts. Like, for real. He is all over the place. He is diabetic and overweight because he is addicted to cheese. That is true, okay? I'm not just spouting untruths. He likes Eric Clapton, but he hangs out with Dennis Rodman.
What?
And he parties so much that he ordered a special sauna system built into his place because hangovers. Now, South Korea is pissed. The U.S. isn't having it. And DJ Party Games McCheese has his finger on the nuclear program. And all of this before The Dark Knight Rises came out in 2012. And if you're wondering what China thought about all this, wonder all night, bitch, because they didn't want anything to do with it. So here we are, 2016, the age of Batfleck. North Korea pulled off 4 huge nuclear warhead tests. And we know this because even though they're still doing shit behind closed doors, the seismic activity from the bomb tests are causing major tremors in South Korea because they're bombs, man! Big fucking bombs! And crazy whiz kid Parmesan Romano Jung-un just keeps doing it because he's drunk and he can. And he does it so much that seismologists just put out a report that if he tests a 5th warhead underground, it will cause a dormant volcano, Mount Paektu, to erupt for the first time since 1903. That is a nuclear explosion into a volcanic eruption. Science says that would be one of the largest explosive events in human history. And we all saw Batman versus Superman. We know what that's going to look like. And then, September 13th, we flew, Obama, U.S., flew two B-1 bombers over Korea as a show of force, literally flipping them the bird. And guess what, jerks? On September 16th, Typhoon Lion Rock just flooded the entire northern tip of North Korea. So, to recap, because I'm fading, man. North Korea is pulling some hardcore Sauron shit, testing nuclear warheads so much that it might wake up a dormant volcano, literally turning North Korea into Mordor. China doesn't want to do shit because if they get rid of Kim Jr. Jr., then the refugees will head over there. Obama just flexed nuts and now the whole place is underwater. So yeah, that's why I'm talking to you. Because with all this comic book level shit going on, volcanoes and bombs and literal supervillains, how come none of you were Batman? You got the time. I know you do. You're on Facebook, you're taking selfies, and the rest of you are at Riot Fest. Fuck, Oktoberfest is coming. So, shit, man. Instead of doing all this yakking and Pokemon going, go spend your money on Kevlar and judo lessons and become the hero that Gotham deserves. The hero that Gotham needs right now. The guardian and the watchful protector. Why aren't you Batman?
Ah, the before times. God, I can still smell that room. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song, Promises, which is what you're hearing behind me right now. Thank you to Jepsen's Malort and Hero Power for being the pillars on which we lay this show's weary head. Thank you to Green Mill Lounge and the Paper Machete for letting me use that old recording. Thank you to you. Thank you to me. Thank you to all the fishes in the sea, but not you, Todd. You're just fucking on blast, man. I'm okay. I think that recording may have made me drunk. Unless I was drunk before, which is possible, because I have no idea what day it is. It's really nice to go back in time. I really miss it. I hope that you're all doing well, taking care of each other, and checking in with your buds, and looking through old stuff. Maybe see if you can find some old CDs, mixed CDs that you made, and then, like, recreate them on Spotify and send them to me at thebirdchat@gmail.com. You guys, it's a real email! You can email me, and I'll read it! Who am I talking to?